Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Conservative Nation Media, and with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And you can find me on Parler when it works, Bing Fisher. Just look for that. You can also find me on MeWe. Look me up on MeWe. MeWe. Bing Fisher over there. Also, American by Design on MeWe. And there's just I'm pretty much all over the place. If you just search in Google for Bing Fisher, you'll find me, and it'll be someplace cool. And also, we are on the website that I host is BiteMeInTheBasement.com. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. And that's where we actually started some of this with the anti-Joe Biden stuff. Because he's not my president. He's not your president. You know that. Camel Toes is not the VP. Somebody seriously should get her away from a microphone, because every time she gets in front of a microphone, she acts like a complete idiot. A complete idiot. And speaking of idiots, and we've got just a ton of them today, because episode really is about communism and about how socialism is communism light, basically, how that interferes and is contradictory to capitalism. And our democracy, our republic, if you choose to accept it, ma'am, is based in, it's tied by the hip to capitalism. But these millennials, these people coming out of college, I watched something the other day, and there was some Chinese woman, I think, or Oriental woman, I should put it, and she was interviewing people, and she was asking them, what do you think about the American flag? And this was at a college campus, of course. And they were all saying, well, it's, you know, it doesn't stand for me, especially the black people. Black people said, well, it doesn't stand for me. It doesn't represent me. What are you talking about? It doesn't represent you. It is our nation's flag. It does represent you. If it doesn't, then go back to Uganda or whatever country you came from or you think you came from, because you didn't. You didn't. These people, I'm so sick and tired of the left just distorting, and the media on top of them, helping them to distort truth, justice the American way, to distort what is reality. And reality is, for one, is we've got open borders on the south. Now, we don't let Canadians come in here willy-nilly. They have to actually get passports, visas, that kind of thing. We don't just open our northern borders. Why are we opening our southern borders to drug traffickers, to sex criminals, to child porn type criminals and so on, fentanyl? I mean, you've got all these things that are just happening on the southern border. And yet, we look at Cuba, and Cuba is 90 miles south of Key West, something like that. And you've got this idiot bitch, AOC, that says this.
The embargo, the U.S. embargo, is absurdly cruel. And like other U.S. policies, particularly other U.S. policies targeting Latin Americans and Latinos, the cruelty is the point.
Yeah, that's the point. The point is, you retard, that you didn't study history. The embargo in Cuba was set during the Bay of Pigs right after, by guess who? JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, one of your Democratic leaders. And you want to sit there and spout off this pabulum that you do, and you do it on a daily basis. Alexandria, you do it. Listen, just listen.
The embargo, the U.S. embargo, is absurdly cruel. And like other U.S. policies, particularly other U.S. policies targeting Latin Americans and Latinos, the cruelty is the point.
You know, I sit there and I listen to this and I'm going, what the hell is going through her freaking mind? What is going through her mind? Because it obviously has got me astounded, because I can't understand. I can't understand it. But it's like every liberal mantra out there. They just put something out, and if you throw enough crap at a wall, eventually some of it's going to stick. And I think that's what they're doing. And they don't have tolerance. They don't care about the border. They don't care about the Cuban people, because if the Democrats cared about the Cuban people, then they would not. They would let them in. They would say, yeah, come on. We'll bring boats and ships and stuff and pick you up and come on in. But no. And the same thing with Black Lives Matter, terrorist group. Antifa, a terrorist group. Another one. They all are against America. They want to make sure that we do not succeed. Because when we succeed, they fail. And communism, socialism has never, ever succeeded in this country. Or anywhere. In anywhere. It's never succeeded. It's never been played out. When you look at places like China that we still deal with, we still have, dealings with China, the most brutal regime in this world. And I don't know why we still keep going back. I don't know why we have ties with China. Well, with Joe Biden, I guess I can consider that. He has ties with China. Hunter Biden, ties with China. Most of the administration, this current administration, which is a phony, screwed up mess, in my opinion, they all have ties with China. They want cheap goods, cheap price, and they want to control you. And China, in the meantime, they let come in here to control you. How many rights have you given up over the last year? Mask mandates. Will you have to sit there and, did you wear a mask? Just a question. Did you wear a mask? I didn't. Never. The only time I wore a mask when I had to go see my doctor or I had to go to a hospital to visit somebody. Only time. I didn't get sucked in to this government propaganda of mask mandates by junk science, by people like Dr. Fauci. And the rest, Deborah Burke. I didn't get sucked into it, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to start. These people that want to promote the socialist agenda or the Marxist agenda are the same ones that violate it at every turn. The same ones like Gavin Newsom, the same ones like Andrew Cuomo. All these people want to violate your rights, but yet they want to stand up for something different. And that's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is so misguided. She does not know what communism is. She doesn't know the bloodshed because she lives sheltered. She was a freaking barmaid. Who voted for this woman? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who voted for this twit? Because she is. She's an illiterate, stupid woman. Should have never got elected. But somebody in her district and their mother and their parents and their father and their siblings voted for her, and they got her in. But the liberals, and this kind of mindset is what is fueling the fire between conservatives and between conservatives and moderates and liberals, because conservatives know what's going on. Liberals don't. They shoot from the hip. They just call everybody racist. They call everybody that disagrees with them whatever word fits the day, the word of the hour. You know, Southern, you know, or attacking, you know, the Southern people in this country because they happen to not agree with you. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And the thing that that really, I guess, showcases this is this next clip.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men Most of them radicalized right off to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you put back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't saying nothing yet.
Yep, that's the radical left. And they're not actually that radical. A lot of them are moderate, but they're movie stars. They're in the media. You know, they're politicians. And they want to destroy this country. When you listen to that hatred, that vitriol, that spewing of outright, you know, condemnation against anybody that disagrees with them, and when you listen to it, and you listen to it over and over and over again, and that's why I play this over and over and over again, because it actually makes people listen to it. It actually makes people say, wow, I didn't know they were that bad. You know, but that's how liberals are. There's no tolerance. No tolerance at all for them. The only tolerance is if you agree, and that's what communism is. Communism is if you agree with us and you follow the party line, you don't get out of control, we won't arrest you, we won't rape your family, we won't kill you. And they don't seem to get it. They don't. Black Lives Matter don't care about black people. Since when? Name me something. Name me something Black Lives Matter has done for black people, except get them in trouble, except riot cities. Same with Antifa. The same exact thing with that terrorist organization, as is BLM. BLM don't care about Cubans. They care about the government, the communist government in Cuba. AOC cares about the communist government in Cuba. They don't care about the people. That's why she goes on record, as saying that this is a problem with the boycotts and so on. That's why you have people out there that are saying, no, it's not about the embargo. It's not about boycotts. It's about communism. But they cannot say it because they know it's true. Communism is a failed system, and God, Joe Biden finally said that it was after Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, was sitting there going, well, and now this is, you know, about, it's, you know, just a evading the point. Can I get back with you tomorrow? Let me get back with you tomorrow on that. Just evading the point of socialism and communism. It doesn't, it cannot coexist with capitalism. It cannot coexist with our republic. It's antithetical. It must be stopped. The same thing with critical race theory. It must be stopped because what does it do? It divides. It divides people. It puts people that maybe you're white, maybe you're black. If you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're one of the oppressed. And that's what they teach. And that's what they're teaching in schools. They've been doing this since the, if not earlier. They don't care about the republic. They only care about furthering their own pockets, lining their pockets with gold, lining their bank accounts with exuberant amounts of money. They don't care about people. They could care less. If they did, they'd be in Cuba. If AOC cared that much about Cuba and about the oppressors and so on and all these people, Black Lives Matter, oh, well, you're white, you're suppressing. Okay, who's white and suppressing anybody in Cuba? Who? Name me one. I don't know of anybody. It's the dictatorships that run the country. It's the dictators. It's the people in charge that run the country, that pilfer, that steal, that take everything. Look at Venezuela. It was a beautiful country at one time. Now it's a shithole. That's how Cuba's ending up. And it's not because of a freaking embargo, you stupid twit. It's not because of that. It's because communism does not work. It never did. It never will. But they want to, blame it on Trump, the embargo, which actually was instituted by JFK. Hello, people. But no, they don't want to talk about that. It's the snake in the room. It's evil. What these people want for this country is pure evil. As stated by my president, Donald Trump.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right. This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, The Snake. It's called The Snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Yes, and that snake is communism. That snake is liberalism. That snake is socialism. And it will bite you. And when people sit there and tell me, when politicians, and I hear them, every now and then, say, oh, we're going to reach across the aisle. We're going to try to get this bill passed. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. No, when you reach across the aisle with a liberal, you will end up with your hand ate off, your watch stolen, your ring gone, and nothing left of you. There is no parlaying with these people. There is no common ground with the left. The common ground with the left is to destroy them. They have to be destroyed. Otherwise, they will destroy this great country. And you're probably going, Bing, are you serious? They're going to destroy this country? Yes, they will.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this. So listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared. and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz Wheeler. And I am remiss in giving a shout out to Brian Futch, who does our opening and our closing on this show, and you can catch him at brianfutch.com. Great songwriter, it just speaks for itself. She's exactly right. Communism, socialism, Marxism does not work. It's a failed system. It's based on what you contribute to society, you will not get back. It'll go somewhere else, to somebody else that doesn't contribute to society, that doesn't go have a work ethic, that doesn't go out there and do things to make money, to make their lives better, richer. It's a failed system. I have to sit there and say today that the other day when Joe Biden said that communism is a failed system, he was exactly right. But their words do not reflect their deeds. Do you know what I'm saying? Their words don't reflect the deeds because they are still trading with communists. And I don't want to get on a big Joe McCarthy thing here, but the thing is that these people, communists, socialists, Marxists, leftists, they want this country to fail because they are miserable themselves. They don't have anything. They've been to school for basket weaving or whatever it might be, went to college for studying a BA or something like that, and they can't get a job. And they feel just like, whoa, this is not capitalism. This, instead of saying, I screwed up. I took a degree in something. I went out for something in college, and I screwed up. No, they won't take the blame. They'll blame it on the country. They'll blame it on the system instead of blaming it on themselves. And that's what the problem is with these millennials, these people that just, I hate the flag. It doesn't represent me. You got Olympic tryouts, I guess it would be. And so on, and they hate the country. This has been instilled in our society for years, these early 60s. And it's come to fruition that these people that you might know, and you might think, well, they're just regular people. They're just like me. No, they're not like you. They're not like you because if you're listening to this show right now, odds are that you're a conservative and that you work, that you got a job, that you, at least are trying your best to take care of your family, that you, if you're a woman, that you know that who the father of your kid is. Those are the instincts of our country, that you love our flag. You love what we are. We've had mistakes, but we've overcome them. And it wasn't not one of these mistakes was abolished by a Democrat. Not one. Slavery, Jim Crow 2.0, that was all Democrats. Democrats didn't want the South. They didn't want to free the slaves. They perpetuated this. And now it's come home to roost on them. And I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be a big year. 2024 is going to be even bigger. I don't know who's running, but we're going to make inroads because we have to take our country back. And enough people realize that. And if they don't, they better get on bandwagon, because if they don't, all is lost. All is lost.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
What's up, Crazy Talk? This is Crazy Talk. What kind of place is this?
Crazy Talk.
If your parents got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
You listen to American by Design on conservativenationmedia.com. The call-in number here is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you're listening to your host, Bing Fisher. That's B to the I-N-G for you rappers out there, I guess. I'm just, like I said, I'm just inundated with people that, and most of the people I hang out, I would say 98% of the people I hang out with or associate with are conservative. And they believe in this country. They believe that we are a nation that empowers people to do what they can do by themselves instead of giving them things, instead of the government giving them handouts, handups, freebies, that kind of stuff. But there are a little bit, and it's probably 2-5% of people out there that just love the government handouts. They love getting freebies from the government. And then in turn, they vote that way. And that's why the border is open on the south and it's not on the north. And that's why the people that are streaming in here, not being checked for disease, not being checked for drugs, trafficking, child trafficking, that kind of thing. I mean, when you got a 4-year-old boy and you put him over a wall and you drop him down and expect him to do what? Find his parents? In this country, we've got an administration that is hell-bent on getting people in this country to totally wreck it. Totally. Totally wreck it. Because they're future Democrats. You see how that works? They're future Democrats. They're future voters for the Democratic Party. They're future antagonists. They're future idiots, really, that will sit there and take everything they can take out of this country and not contribute anything back. I don't know about you, but I've known some people like that around here in Tennessee, and that's where I'm broadcasting from. It's from Tennessee. I know some people that are like that. They know exactly how much they can get away with, how much work they have to put in to get their earned income credits, to get as much as they can out of this system. It's failed. It's a failed system as we have it right now. It needs to be changed. Anybody in this country does not want to defend our Constitution. In my opinion, they don't need to be here. I like Marco Rubio, I think I heard him yesterday or something, where he said that Black Lives Matter, he'll charter a plane ticket to go to Cuba if they want to, but they won't because they know what it is. They're not stupid. They're ignorant. They're just not stupid. They know exactly what communism is. AOC knows as soon as she got off the airplane, if she didn't have her bodyguards around her, she'd probably be put in prison. I don't know what else. She's about the most worthless person other than Speaker Nancy Pelosi that's serving Congress right now, in my opinion. They both are pretty much on par. Nancy Pelosi can't control her own party anymore. Chuck Schumer can't control it. It's run by radicals. It's run by big media, big tech. You have people that in, you know, big tech and so on that just are silencing people left and right for what they claim are false claims on COVID or whatever it might be. And they call, you know, the situation in Cuba, they call that an embargo. It's, it's a result of the embargo that JFK put on Cuba. It's just hilarious. And I'm trying to figure out where these people really stand, because it's almost like they love this country as long as they're making money, but they hate it at the same time. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's something that I guess is just in their psyche. It says, look, you can't be for freedom and actually be a freedom fighter. You can't. But I look at these people all day long, and some of them just get on my nerves to the point where I'm about ready to snap. They're intellectual morons. They have no clue, never been outside of the country, some of them probably never been outside of their own state. But yet they know what's right for us because they're elitists. And I said before with the media too, you know, behind them, backing them. It's not what the media tells you. It's what the media does not tell you. And what the media does not tell you is more important than what they do tell you. Because what they do tell you is nothing but lies. But what they do is they obfuscate that. They change it up. They make it their own narrative. And they confuse people. There's a lot of confused people out there right now. I know one thing. I'm not confused. I know exactly what is going on. I know exactly how these people operate. I'm not confused. You need to check out different mediums, whether it be social mediums. Personally, I like Telegram. I'm on Telegram, and I like that a lot. I'm on MeWe, and you can find me over there. I don't know as far as what we're going to do with Blog Talk Radio here, because lately it seems like, you know, some of our hosts, Robert Garding and so on, Vincent, they're losing audio and losing connections and that kind of thing, and audio is recording. Right now, it looks like it's doing all right for me, but that's not to say that that might not change. So stick around, follow us, and, you know, share us. I mean, if you enjoy the show, if you enjoy what content you get out of this show, then go ahead and share it, and go ahead and spread the word, man. Spread the love, because we need more people involved in this fight. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a pyramid builder, which I think pyramid builders are actually smarter than rocket scientists, because, you know, just look at it. Just think about it for a second. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you've got a voice, you can get heard, you can go on social media, you can get on platforms like this, make your voice heard. We cannot keep letting the left the minority left control us, dictate to us what is right and what is wrong. We can't let the elitists of this country control us, like the Nancy Pelosi's out there, the Chucky Schumers, and all these people. We can't let them control us. If somebody comes knocking on my door asking me if I've got a vaccine, which I cannot get, really, because it's against CDC, because I got a foodborne allergy by being bit by a freaking tick, I can't get it. And I wouldn't get it. But you come knocking on my door, you're going to have hell to pay. I'm just here to say it. If they can knock on doors to check if you've got a vaccine, they can knock on doors to get you registered to vote for all those disenfranchised black people. If I was a black man right now and I voted for Trump last election, I would be one pissed off individual because my vote was stolen. And my vote is being subjected to these idiots. They're telling me that I'm too stupid, too freaking stupid to go out and get an ID to vote. I'm too stupid to do anything, if I was a black man, to do anything without the government telling me what to do. That's how they control you. How many times have you put a mask on? That's what I'm saying. That's where they started. And this is where all this really accumulates. It evolves around the government telling you what to do, and you sitting there and you say, okay, yeah, I guess, you know, I'll just follow along, you know. No, buck the system, buck the trend, get off of it, get away from these people. They are toxic. They are toxic. They are the death of our country. They will be the death for our country if we let them, if we choose to let them. I'm just telling you right now, we have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend it, because if we don't, nobody else will. No other country is going to come in here and say, oh, we'll help you out like we did with Britain, like we did with Spain, like we did with France. No other country is going to come help us from this situation. We have to do it internally. We have to do it grassroots if we have to. We have to do it individually. You each have a job cut out for you. You know what it is. You don't have to listen to me to know what it is. It's in front of you. Stand up for it. Let's take our country back. Let's wrestle it away from the socialists, the Marxists, the people that say, well, you know, our system has failed. My flag does not represent me. Let's take it back from them people, because they don't belong here. They don't understand what we are as a country, as a patriotic, proud country that has done more for people across the world than any other country on the face of this earth. Way more. Done more to help out countries that have attacked us, waged war against us. We've done more to help than any other country in the world. And we have the power to overcome a few liberals that get the media coverage. We've got the power to do it. It's within yourselves. Just like anything, you get up, you go to work, get a job, get a job. If you don't have a job, get a job. And then you get up and you go to work and you make money and you support your family and you raise a family and you make it stronger and you keep succeeding. That's the American way. That's capitalism. That's you. We've lost contact, I guess, with some of the aspects of what we originally were, how we got here. I'm not saying it was a perfect road, but the thing is that we got here. We solved problems on the way. We've gotten rid of problems on the way. And right now, the biggest problem, the biggest threat that threatens this country is communism. Because if you leave it to the left-wing Democratic Party, their goal is to make us look like Venezuela, Guatemala. You don't see people from this country busting down the doors of Guatemala or Venezuela to get in there for what they've got to offer them. No, you just see people from Mexico coming here. Perhaps Cuba soon. But the government doesn't want to admit that there's a problem in Cuba, because then they would have to admit that there's a problem with socialism and there's a problem with Marxism and communism. They would have to admit that. And we still do business with China and we still do business with Russia. There's no fallback. There's no consequences to Chinese aggression or Russian aggression on our infrastructure, especially electronics, hacking, that kind of thing. Joe Biden ain't going to do anything. Sleepy Joe is not going to do anything. Anvil Joe is going to just kick back and get his money, get rich, and eventually die, because that's what happens to everybody. On a side note, I'm getting ready to close the show, but on a side note, please pray for my wife's father, Ray Moore. He's in the hospital, not doing very good. He's 83 years old. And we've been spending a lot of time there. So I was lucky to get the show off tonight. It looks like, I think, everything recorded, but I don't know. We won't know until we listen to it. But also pray for our country. And think about it while you're praying. While you're praying for the country. Because this is the greatest country in the world. Greatest. And we are not going to be put asunder by a small group of leftist, liberal, Marxist haters. I'm not going to let it happen. Not on my watch. I hope you all think the same too. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Share the show. I got the chick saying 60 seconds, 60 seconds. Thank you. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fish, and that's on Conservative Nation Media. Y'all have a good night, man. It's Sunday. Wind down. Have a good night. We're going to take you out with Brian Futch. If I can find the clip here. Here we go. Good night. God bless.
Great Grandpa sailed here from across the ocean. Notion. But deep down in his heart, he knew he was right.
cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear his spirit sing. I am America. This land is my land, America. I know one day after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud.
Media, and that was Brian Futch. Check him out, brianfutch.com. God bless. Good night. Defend the Constitution. It's all we have left. Thank you.